70 degrees at 8:56. Aaron Curtis not available today, so we'll give you a quick check of the commodity markets here this morning. July corn down 4.5 cents at last check at 373.25. September's off 4.5 at 381.75. For soybeans, the July beans are down 9.5 at 959.75, and the September down 9.5 at 971. And wheat in Chicago off 6.25 for July at 513.75. And for more, let's check in with Todd Gleason. He's traveling in Western Illinois today. Good morning, Todd.
Well, good morning and thanks. I'm traveling today, of course, with Western Grain Marketing and Roach Ag Marketing out of Boca Raton. Western Grain Marketing, of course, in the western part of the state. At the moment, we're in Fairview, Illinois, but we'll be in Macomb and Beardstown later today and then tomorrow as well. You can check out all the details on our website at willag.org, willag.org. Now, John Roach is making the presentations today. However, we're traveling with one other companion, a name you'll be familiar with because we talk to his father each and every Monday on the Closing Market Report. Kurt Kimmel, Logan Kimmel, is a University of Illinois graduate recently and now works out of Boca Raton, at least for a while until he gets put into the Midwest. Thanks for being with us, Logan. I want to know what your take on the marketplace is at the moment.
Well, we certainly saw earlier in the spring and summer good opportunities to make some sales. Here we've seen some downward pressure and actually went into some Roach Ag buy signals. So holding off on sales for now over these past couple weeks in the downtrending markets, nonetheless an exciting 1 to 2 weeks ahead of us.
So tell me about this this week in particular. We have USDA reports this week. We have things in the global stage this week, and at the end of the month, the acreage and stocks numbers are due.
Correct, yeah. The market is set up. There is a lot ahead of us, like you mentioned, the weather, as well as USDA reports coming up. So a big month finishing up in June and then going into July as well.
How do you like working for Roach at this point, and why are you in Boca Raton?
Well, John got tired of scooping snow in Perry, Iowa, so he moved the office down to Boca Raton. But I enjoy it, and it allows me to get back to the Midwest, once, twice a month, and visit farmers, do shows and meetings like we are doing now, which I enjoy.
And this is a training period for you and your colleagues.
Correct, yeah. I'm working as one of John's advisors down in the home office, and the hopes are that we expand down the road and put up more offices throughout the Midwest as well.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you being with us and traveling with you today.
Hey, thanks, Todd.
That, of course, is Logan Kimmel. We'll talk with his father later this afternoon from Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, Kurt Kimmel, traveling today with Roach Ag Marketing and Western Grain Marketing in Fairview at the moment. A bit later in the day, Macomb and Beardstown. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
Thank you so much, Todd. Look for mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 80 degrees and a chance of thunderstorms in the forecast. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.